Hello, welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels here to coach us on how we can offer self-love and compassion to ourselves versus judgment and shame. Welcome back, Ragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's always nice to be here.
So this is the one, I guess I suffer from lack of compassion. No, I'm actually pretty compassionate. What I would say is, the thing that I'm probably, the person I'm least compassionate is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us have that.
I think that's probably very accurate.
Yeah. So why? Why is it so hard for us to feel compassion for ourselves?
I believe it's because most of us don't understand that the dark side that we have that engages in negativity and blame and judgment and everything else is a natural part of our personality structure. Mm. It's a natural part of being human. It's natural to living in the world of duality, our opposites. And instead of having been taught that so that we knew what to do with it when it comes, what we've been told is it's a statement that we're bad. That if we have negativity, if we blame, if we judge, if we have negative thoughts, if we're not beautiful enough, if we're not rich enough, if we're not slender enough, if we don't have enough friends, okay, if we don't have some purpose in life, if we're poor, if we're fat, I mean, there's a zillion things. If we're stupid, if we don't have a degree, there's something wrong with us and we ought to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've been taught that way, we are not very open to see our own pain and suffering because it makes us face this idea that there's something dramatically wrong with us. And most of us have no idea what to do about that, mm-hmm. except to keep working hard to try and be the opposite, you know, intelligent, beautiful, successful, living a purposeful, meaningful life. And we avoid all of the darker, more difficult things that are the opposite of that.
Okay, so let's go into the internal world of Ragini.
Oh, dear.
Let's journey into that.
Sure, it's just like everyone else is a mess.
I'll go into the morass of my internal world.
Yes,
So we go into, though, I'm not doing this, I blah, 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 like all the different, you know, mm-hmm. things that you've mentioned are probably mm-hmm. have altered in my mind at one point or another. How do we actually get to the point what's the antidote to that? Yes, it's hard for us. We don't understand that this is natural and human. Is that the first step that we get to?
Awareness is the antidote, okay. In my opinion. It's the antidote. And the other piece is awareness that we live in a world of opposites and mm-hmm. they don't mean anything about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean anything. If I have a negative thought, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. If I'm lustful, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. You know, if I desire money, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person, right? If I have a hateful thought towards someone, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
So what's the compassionate thing that I say to myself? I'm not a bad person just because I'm having this thought or feeling?
No, you want to feel it first. We're so conditioned to avoid those feelings, right?
Okay, so it's the thing that we said before. I'm going to go into the pain and suffering associated with, okay, I gained like 5 pounds over the last whatever 6 months that I haven't been able to shake. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going through this whole, oh my gosh, I'm getting fat again. Oh, I don't fit well in my clothes and I feel fat, blah, 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 this whole misery mm-hmm. story.
All the story is designed to keep you from feeling whatever it is that you're feeling at the time that you overeat.
Okay.
That's all. And it's, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, I like to use food a lot still at this point in my journey to avoid feeling some of the deeper pains that I'm coming across in my own life.
Okay.
And when I sit down to eat the whole bag of that wonderful popcorn, right, in one sitting while I'm watching some terrible show on television.
That is the worst invention. Right? Those large popcorns that are refillable at the movie theater. That is
so
the
good.
Worst.
No, this, I'm home in front of my TV. You know, the thought arises, this is probably not in my best interest to do this. I wonder what it is that's driving me to do it. And some days I will turn off the TV, put down the popcorn, and just be present to whatever it is I'm feeling instead of running from it.
Mm.
Other days I will say, yeah, I wonder. And I say, I wonder if Army Wives is on or some other show. You know?
I will wonder about it later.
That's right. Just like Scarlett O'Hara.
Exactly.
In Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I'll worry about it another day. And you know what? That's human.
Yeah.
That's human. And even though I might sit there and eat that whole bag of popcorn and watch that silly TV show, if I can say this is what's happening, and really be present to the pain of avoiding myself, I have said yes to that. And that deepens my compassion for myself, because then I understand addicts way better. I understand people. And that's the joy of growing emotionally.
Oh, so that's like the big bonus afterwards.
It's the big bonus afterwards. I'm happier. I understand so much more about life by understanding my own aversion to pain. I understand other people's aversion to pain. I understand pain and suffering. If you're willing to face it and be with it and experience it, it frees you, it grows you emotionally, it frees you to learn empathy and eventually compassion, because it hurts so much. I mean, you wouldn't treat another human being the way you treat yourself, would you?
No.
No, me neither.
Yeah, right? You wouldn't.
So when you really learn that you don't have to treat yourself that way either,
right,
then it becomes really a desire to alleviate suffering for yourself and other people.
Love it. Love it. So wonderful. Okay.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. So, my goodness. Any other thoughts, closing thoughts on compassion?
You know, it's said that compassion is one of the highest things, and I do believe that's correct, because it brings us happiness. And one of the reasons it brings us happiness is because when you're really feeling compassion, in a way, this sounds kind of strange, but you're not there. There's no you and me. There's just all of us who suffer, because that's part of life, and we don't know what to do with it. And
yeah,
that hurts. And if you have any inkling of how to deal with the pain and suffering of life, you really want to share it. You
right.
really want to alleviate that. If you have any wisdom about how to deal with the pain and suffering of life, then you actually are driven from the inside, because you know we're all dealing with it. You want to share it with people to help alleviate that.
Yeah.
So there's a great benefit in addition to being happy. And I'm told that health-wise, it also makes you healthier, because it lowers your cortisol levels and raises your DHEA levels. Is it DHEA?
Yeah.
Which counteracts the aging process. So there's physiological benefits.
What?
For those of you who are only about the physical plane, there's benefits to it there.
You're saying compassion will make me look younger, feel better, I'll be happier?
According to scientific research, yes.
Okay. That's the kind of incentive I need. No, I'm just kidding.
That's why I thought I'd throw it out there. You know, this is America we're talking to. We all want to
exactly.
look good.
Lose weight, look better, age
release
less,
your stress.
Release your stress.
Actually, the minute you truly face your pain and suffering, you reduce your stress. It's so much easier to live with reality than it is to live with your story about why things are the way they are.
Yeah.
Just to face anything that's real in your life is easier. And this is what I say to myself when I'm looking at that bag of popcorn.
Right.
I say, do I want to live with the illusion that there's nothing wrong and eat that popcorn?
Right.
Or do I want to face whatever really is bothering me right now that's driving me? And honestly, some days I go for the popcorn and there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with
and
that.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
Just, where is that statement? Just like me, Rocky, I'm going for seeking my happiness in this popcorn.
That's right.
Just like me, I'm trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, I know sadness, loneliness. I mean, it's awkward.
So when I have
it?
Someone in my office who's an alcoholic or a food addict or has some kind of addiction, whether it be codependency or what, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, you know, because I found it in myself. The more you find what's in yourself. And we didn't talk much about it, but anger is the opposite of compassion. So if you're mm-hmm. angry a lot, which has certainly been one of my things, mm-hmm. compassion is really the other side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll do another thing about that another time, because I
yes.
think we're almost out of time.
Wonderful. So thank you again, Ragini Michaels, internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and the author of the book Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then make sure to check out our shows on www.firedupwithcj.com, iTunes, or go over to friend us on Facebook. And Ragini, tell us your website again.
www.raginimichaels, R-A-G-I-N-I, michaels.com. Also go to YouTube. There's some things up there.
Okay, wonderful. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next Thursday.